podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport.
Hello and welcome to another very special episode of Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. And today I'm sitting here with Tom and Jerry. No, of course, it's Joshua Metzler and Marcel Nowak from Volleypass, known on TikTok and Instagram as Volleypass. And they're doing very well. And how many followers have you got now on TikTok and Instagram?
Together, maybe half a million, roundabout, yes. TikTok is, we have more followers, but Instagram is also growing.
And how long have you been doing it?
Since Corona, so maybe 2 years. So we had much time to do social media.
Yeah, and are most of the followers in Germany or are they worldwide?
Yeah, it's worldwide. So the videos, beach soccer is playing worldwide, so we have followers from worldwide. Of course, much followers from Germany, but also from all over the world.
Well, you've just come from Catania. Let's talk about that first. You might not want to, but I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I see this German team, I've said it before, I see it getting better, definitely. And I see that you're much closer to achieving the things that you want to achieve than before. But you were very close in this one, weren't you? Like, tell me about that feeling after the match.
Yeah, we were very close to get the next step to go to Bali. To be honest, against Portugal and Spain, it was one size too big for us. But against Italy, we were very close to go to the final match against maybe France. And yeah, to miss Bali, of course, it hurts. But we see the difference between some countries who get a lot of more support from the federation. And for this, we made a good match with the players we have. When you see at the national anthem, we have nearly nobody on the bench. We have not a big staff. The coach is playing by himself. It's a huge difference. 2 years ago, we had the international coach with Matteo Marucci. We were growing very fast. And then the federation stopped, Corona came, and now we have difficult times, yes.
Yeah, I think there's a few teams in a similar situation like that. So, but I don't think you're in danger of relegation from the Eurobeach Soccer League, at least. I think you're still up there. And about that game against Italy, especially you, Joshua, I noticed when the game finished, it was a very close game, and I was kind of expecting more of a, maybe not angry reaction, but frustrated reaction. But I saw you very calm and very, you know, around hugging all the players and everything. What were your emotions in that moment?
Yeah, first we played a good match, so I was happy at the end, because against the big nation, Marcel told you we had no chance. So Italy is also doing a build up a new team, so the difference is not too big. But for us, it would be a surprise if we won against Italy. So we did a good match. I told you, the federation is out. The federation don't support us. So we didn't win, but it was a victory for us to play the close match.
Okay, excellent. Very mature way to look at it, I suppose. Everything's a process. And on a brighter note, Marcel, I noticed you're wearing the captain's armband. Tell me about that.
Yeah, because before the tournament, Oli, the coach, of course he's also playing, but he gave me the captain band, so I'm the follower of Sascha Weihrauch at the moment. Yeah, we miss him a lot on and off the pitch, of course, and we also miss like players like Christian Biermann, who's one of the best players in the world for the last years. Yeah, for me it's an honor to be the captain of the team. I try to do my best in this new role. And yeah, we will see how is it going in the future.
Yeah, for me, the best beach soccer team of also in Catania was Spain, and he deserved to win. And if they continue to play like this, I think they have a really good chance to yes.
Yeah, and what about that cheeky performance?
There are some matches you hit every ball and every ball goes into the goal, but I think it was not only Chiki, it was the whole team, and the coach did a very, very good job, because they had a lot of changes and they knew how they can beat Portugal. And you can't score 5 goals like this when you don't have the match plan to win and win the game. So I think Chiki, of course, he did a match, maybe do one in the lifetime against Portugal, world champions. So, but I think it was the whole team who won the competition.
Yeah, definitely. A very young team as well. They've got a lot of young players in that team as well. Okay, so we've just come from Catania, where we did the qualifier for the World Beach Games. Now we're here in Cagliari, in the island of Sardinia. We're changing Italian islands for the Super Final, which you're going to play in with Germany. And then after that, straight after that, in the same stadium, we're going to stay here. You're going to be playing with Real Munster, which is, of course, your club. Just up to fifth in the world. How about that? Are you pleased with that?
Yeah, we move one position, and number five, yes, it's really good. Our coach deserved this. He put everything he can in this team, and yes, it sounds crazy. It's really nice, and we hope we can play a really good tournament here.
Excellent, very good. And what would you say is the main difference between playing with Germany and playing with Real Munster?
I'm looking forward to the time with Real Munster. Like Joscha said, Gabriel Moagegi, the coach, he loves the sports. He does a lot for the sport. He do academies in Africa, in Iran, not only in Germany. We have the German flag on the Real Münster jerseys. Gabriel says it's not only we don't play for Münster, we play for Germany. He supports the sport in Germany a lot, and it'll always play with. Sometimes we have different players, very good international players. We will have a strong team for the World Winners' Cup, but it's always like to go with Real Münster because Gabriel and the staff so familiar, and I love the time with Real Münster. Of course, it's always an honor to play for the German national team, but of course there are some players from this team. It's always a different on the pitch.
You definitely get that impression on like Instagram and social media, and even when you see like around the stadium, you know, you're always doing activities and stuff like that. Looks like everyone has a really good time. Very international team as well. So I've seen some big names just being announced in the Real Munster squad. Joshua, do you want to list some of them? Apart from yourselves, of course, very big names.
Yeah. Yeah, Gabriel sent me the go to say we are happy to welcome the twins from Portugal, Leo Martins and Ben Martins. Very happy. And our Japanese friend, Oba. Oba is coming back after the Euro Winners' Cup. Yeah, it was a really, really nice time with Oba. He came to Germany, played one stage in Germany for us. It's a great guy, and we are happy, very happy to welcome these three guys again. Of course, I cannot forget our captain, our goalkeeper, Jose from Spain. It feels like a German guy. He's in the team since 100 years, so these guys are with us.
Excellent. Star-studded squad there. And I suppose just left to say very good luck in the tournament, and thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Podcast Network.